we're excited for a new season. Be a lot of big challenge this year, obviously throwing some adversity our way again, but must be a big day. John's here. The free seat in the back. We're getting more adversity. We're going to have to change the style of play, and we're going to have to outwork people and outthink them. But we feel good about the group we're bringing in, and if things aren't working, we're going to address it and make it work. So we still feel like we're a team that's going to fight for the playoffs this year.
So is there much left as far as roster tweaking is concerned, or what you have today is pretty much what you're going to work off of going forward?
Well, in terms of like training camp tomorrow, this is what we'll have. I don't think we'll have a trade today. Going forward, I think, you know, we're going to just do whatever it takes to keep winning and to set ourselves up for a title. So I think, you know, it's hard to know what the roster is going to look like going forward. We feel good about our group, but whenever we get a chance to upgrade, we'll do it.
So I'm just trying to find out about what's the first question, biggest question you
want to
get answered?
Well, I think we need to maintain our defense, and we got to see if we can, generate offense, through, team effort, through beating teams down the floor. So I think, those are my, and then which personnel on our team are going to step up? I think those are probably the three questions that come to mind. Got a lot of opportunity with a lot of guys we think can step up. We're going to need a few guys to step up this year.
Tracy, what's Tracy's status?
Well, I think he'll be, rehabbing till November 23rd. And then we just took an MRI to give us a state of where he's at, and the doctor who did the surgery and our team doctor agreed that up until November 20th. Oh man, yeah. Exactly. Well, hey, we need size, so. We'll take him. Yeah.
You're saying if you want to come third?
Yeah, up until. All right. Up until then, he'll be rehabbing, and then we'll take another MRI then, and we'll take the next step from there.
What's magical about 23rd?
No, it's just the date when the doctors felt like that's when, there'll be enough time between now and then that there'll be new info in terms of how his knee is doing.
Do you have expectations on that date?
I think we're just taking it each step at a time. I mean, he's made obviously significant progress in terms of playing 5-on-5, ahead of schedule, and so if he can play after November 23rd, I think he'll still be ahead of schedule. But we don't know what that MRI is going to show. So,
who can tell us about some of the players that you have by him?
Sure, yeah. I'll start with Trevor Ariza. I guess he was just here. We feel like just for his defense, he's someone who can be a piece on a championship team, starter on a championship team. I'm not going out on a limb since he just did it. He's young, and we feel like he can do more. And if he gives us more, that's great. And he's one of the guys that if he can step up and help us more on offense, that's great. But we feel like we have enough weapons that even if he doesn't do that, we'll be okay. David Anderson's been a champion in Europe, has a similar pedigree to Luis in that, he's been a multiple champion. Actually won quite a bit more than Luis over there, which David gives him hell about. But they are very different players. David's more of a face-up, elbow big, can shoot, can pass, can run the floor. I think he knows he needs to battle in the post. I think he's going to struggle a little more on defense, especially early on, than Luis. But, I think, like our whole team, he gives, the fans are going to love him because he gives strong effort every night, and he's someone who knows how to win and has won at multiple levels coming into the NBA. So.
Darryl, it's probably a premature question, but presuming Tracy comes back and he's a contributing player because of his contract situation, there's going to be speculation, all right, why not try to move him now, even get younger still. How do you address it? Do you expect him to finish, presuming you expect him to finish out this season here?
Well, I think I'd answer that question the same for every player. Like I said at the beginning, I think if there's a chance to upgrade, we're going to have to look at it this year. We feel like we're a team that we can make a lot of strides this year, but we're still going to have to potentially make moves to address, any weaknesses that might crop up. And so, at any moment, any time an opportunity arises that we think it'll get us closer to a championship, we're going to do it.
Darryl, with the changes on the team this year, the new players coming in, have you had to, in some ways, redefine what you think what a successful season is?
I think so. I mean, I think we felt like last year with healthy Yao, healthy Tracy, healthy Ron coming into camp, that we felt like maybe people wouldn't call us the best team, but we felt like we could beat anybody, and we had we were going to make a very deep playoff run. I think this year we understand that the challenge this year will probably be making the playoffs, that we will be fighting for that spot in the playoffs in the West, which has been very difficult to get over the past few years. So I think we're going to fight to make the playoffs, and then not limit ourselves from there.
Take one more question.
How much are you going to have to struggle with Tracy when we get back in? He's worked hard to get here. He's probably traveled tougher than he had a schedule. Is that going to be a struggle here for him?
I think because we're all on the same page, he wants to be 100% when he gets back. He wants to be able to go on back-to-backs, be able to fit in with the up-tempo style we're doing. So he wants to be 100%. We want him 100%. So I think there's going to not be any sort of disagreement. We're all on the same page. So.
What's the list on
y'all? Yeah, it was good. I mean, I don't know if he's scheduled to speak, but he's I think he had some comments last week. He's also, everything's healing. He will be back, and we're excited to have him back when that happens. So.
Yeah, we talked about Rick Allen and his status among coaches in the league and how he's equipped to handle this kind of situation with all the experience he has.
I mean, we're very fortunate. I think, the very few coaches who can go from the style last year, which was a little more half-court based, because we had the best offensive center in the league, to a wide-open style to play a strong defense. So, Coach talked about us playing up-tempo yet maintaining our defensive integrity, and, he didn't want to toot his own horn, but it's not like he were reinventing the wheel. That is a challenge to do, but Coach has done it, 3 to 5 times over his career. 3 of his Sacramento teams were top defensive teams and played that style. So he knows how to coach it, and we feel like we have the personnel that can execute it. But it's all talk right now. We've got to get it done.
Thank you.
Thanks.